Sports. I'm Chuck Freeman. The top four stayed the same in the college football playoff rankings. Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, and TCU. Ohio State and Michigan play each other and their heated rivalry coming up on Saturday. In the NBA, the Philadelphia 76ers got it done without several of their stars. Michael Luongo reports from Philly.
With Joel Embiid, James Harden, and Tyrese Maxey out with injuries, forward Tobias Harris picked up the mantle for the 76ers in a 115-106 win. Harris scored 7 points during a fourth-quarter run that enabled Philadelphia to seal the victory. Harris had 24 points, 18 of those coming in the second half.
I just felt the energy from my teammates of one to get me going and wanted to, like, you know, me to take over and just be aggressive and get to my spots out there.
DeAnthony Melton had a 22. Kyrie Irving had 23 for Brooklyn. Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
The Phoenix Suns overcame 37 from the Lakers' Anthony Davis, and they beat the Lakers 115-105. Detroit bested Denver 110-108. Sacramento won their seventh in a row. De'Aaron Fox had 32 in Sacramento's 113-109 win over Memphis. College basketball, a terrific game in the Maui Invite as number 10 Creighton top number 9 Arkansas 90-87. In the NHL, it was the New York Rangers 5-3 over Los Angeles. Buffalo blew out Montreal 7-2. Jeff Skinner had 2 goals and assisted on 3 others for the Sabres. Football, the LA Rams have waived their leading rusher, Darrell Henderson Jr. He's been cut loose. The Rams have one of the NFL's worst rushing offenses. In a baseball trade, Milwaukee sent right fielder Hunter Renfro, who socked 29 homers this past year. They sent Renfro to the LA Angels for 3 pitchers. The comeback players of the year are out. The American League winner is Houston's Justin Verlander. The National League winner was the Cardinals' Albert Pujols. And Saudi fans crowded the streets of Doha after a huge upset at the World Cup. Saudi Arabia knocked off Argentina. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.